Is depression a disease or devil's influence? Depression can be an illness, but mostly it's the consequence of our lives. You know what? Start beating up a person regularly, prickle him not too much, but a little bit so that he feels it. Cut him sometimes, scratch. What would be his state? His state would be suppressed, of course, it's clear. So, the reason of depression is that we give no peace to our poor soul. We're passing judgments on other people all the time. All the time we're irritated or angry. We're so envious. Do we pray? Never. So we're beating up our poor souls. We are devastated. Of course we are depressed. That's why, because of this devastation, we are constantly fed with this crazy music, which is driving us crazy and must make us forget ourselves. Even in the forest, there are transistors or headphones. We can't stay in nature, listen to the birds singing, stay alone. We need this constant pressure. And when you come to visit someone, we are not communicating, we are watching TV. Of course we are depressed. Our lifestyles are terrible. Isn't it obvious? We don't do anything good. When we do something good, the vanity overcomes us. What good do we do? Do we pray? We don't. Do we do something good? Then vanity overcomes us. Do we fulfill the commandments? Not so much. That's where the depression comes from. So in this case, we should not go to psychologists. In this case, we should take the letters of Hagiman Nikan Vorobyov and read just a few letters, and at once you will feel the peace in your soul. St. John Valam's letters. These are amazing books. George the Recluse, John Christiankin and his letters. Just remember, think of your soul, repent, take communion. These are the means to overcome depression, and we are constantly beating up our soul. Just think about it. We are angry, evil, hateful. Of course, what is happening to our soul? Poor soul, we don't give it fresh air to breathe. That's the reason of depression.